with BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In the 1970s, the French writer Dominique Lapierre, co-author of Is Paris Burning, spent 2 years doing research in India for a book called Freedom at Midnight. Lapierre decided to give half the royalties from that book to the poor of India, and in Calcutta, he met an Englishman, James Stevens, who was running a home for the children of lepers.
No newspapers had ever printed his name or shown his photograph. This man had saved 4,000 or maybe 5,000 kids from utter destitution.
Dominique Lapierre became a partner in this home for the children of lepers, helping to raise $100,000 a year through royalties and lectures to keep it running.
This gave me a family in Calcutta, another family, a family of 250 kids.
Then one day, Dominique Lapierre stumbled across a Calcutta slum where more than 70,000 of the most poverty-stricken people in the world lived jammed together in an area the size of 2 football fields, a place known as the City of Joy.
One day, I said to myself, I'm not a militant of the third world. I am not a preacher. I am a writer. I am a historian. I've written big epics which turn out to be enormous bestsellers. These people are the heroes of today. I have the duty to tell their epic.
That Dominique Lapierre did in one of the most harrowing books ever written, The City of Joy, which describes the day-to-day lives of the most destitute people on earth.
Who survive with more smile, more love, more sharing, more compassion, more solidarity that we'll ever find in the West.
Dominique Lapierre, Doubleday, has published his book, The City of Joy, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Of Calcutta, India's 10 million residents, an estimated half live in what may be the worst slums in the world. French writer Dominique Lapierre tells of the people in one of those slums in his book, The City of Joy. Lapierre actually lived in that vermin-infested world for a time.
You cannot write a book like this from a hotel room. I mean, you have really to immerse yourself in that environment.
Feeling the 110-degree heat in a hovel without windows or electricity.
You have really to queue up at the latrine at 2:30 in the morning, because if you go later, then you have a 3 hours queue, because there's only one latrine for 4,000 people. You have to learn how to wash yourself with a pint of water, because that's all you can get. There's one water pump for 5,000 people.
It's an account of squalor and death, but also one of people with hope trying to help each other.
You know, when I am in bookstores, when sometimes a woman would come with three copies of The City of Joy to be autographed, and she would tell me, please, can you autograph this to each one of my children? Because they keep asking me all the time for more, and I want them to read that story so they can understand that somewhere else in the world there are children who are heroes for their families.
One day, Lapierre happened to notice a poem on the wall in one of the institutions run by Mother Teresa, which seems to sum up the attitude of the slum dwellers in the City of Joy.
If you have 2 pieces of bread, give one to the poor and sell the other to buy yourself flowers to feed your soul.
Dominique Lapierre, his book, The City of Joy, was published by Doubleday with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Dominique Lapierre is as effervescent as a bottle of French champagne and as evangelistic as a West Virginia preacher. Lapierre temporarily suspended his more than 20-year collaboration with Larry Collins to write a book on his own. Set in Calcutta, India, the book, The City of Joy, is a gripping true story of the people who live in unimaginable poverty, filth, and disease. Prior to its arrival in America, The City of Joy was published in various translations in Europe.
I received 12,000 letters. You know, this had never happened to me in my career as a writer, and I don't think many writers receive 12,000 letters after a book.
And many of those letters were checks, shares of stock, gold ingots, even offers to adopt the destitute children who somehow survive in the City of Joy. Dominique Lapierre returned to his home in the south of France to put his words on paper.
You know, I wrote in 6 months. I'd written on a big piece of cardboard with a huge magic marker, 3 words which I wanted always to be in front of me while I was writing. These words were colors, noises, smells.
Lapierre says that despite the destitution, the Calcutta slum is a place of love where the poor are helped and protected by the poor.
There's only one telephone in the City of Joy. This is in a little dispensary in the heart of that slum. So I called from New York City to tell them that we were celebrating in America the publication of their lives, of their epic.
Dominic LaPierre says half of the royalties he has earned from his book are being donated to the people who live and die in the City of Joy. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.